The second catch-22 comes when you have hit capacity in your business. And at this stage, you've successfully grown your practice, but you can't take on any more clients because your time is completely booked, and you can't earn any more revenue because you can't take on any more clients. So that's that catch-22. You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go.
Are you in a catch-22 with your cash flow? A catch-22 is any situation when you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. Usually is a financial bind where you don't have the funds to grow and you can't grow without more funding. A catch-22 feels uncomfortable. It can make you start questioning your decision about launching your business in the first place and can leave you scrolling through help wanted ads instead of investing in actions that would actually make you money. Today, I'm sharing the catch-22 traps from the startup stage to seven figures. But before we dive in, I want to ask you, are you not generating the revenue that you expected to generate at this stage of your business growth? Are you stuck in that phase where it's a 5,000 month here and a 9,000 month there, and you seem to be in a rut and you can't get over that $10,000 a month hump consistently? Or were you at a healthy six figures a couple of years back, but something changed and you may need to relook at what you're offering in the marketplace? Before you fall into a catch-22 in growing your business, I want to help. Most of the time when newish CEOs find themselves in this spot, it's because they missed building a solid foundation for the business. Maybe you took a course or a program that gave you a marketing tactic that you expected to work because it had worked for someone else, but it wasn't the case for you. Or maybe you have a secret feeling that you're undercharging for your services, but you don't feel confident enough to raise your fees. Or maybe when you started out, you had a lot of warm referrals, but now that referral network is kind of dried up. These are common traps that you can fall into when you first start out. And the truth is, to have a business that generates predictable revenues that you can rely on to grow over time, you need to have a system in place that you can count on. And that includes a service offering that's in high demand. You also need a portfolio of offerings that grow with your clients as they grow, so they keep renewing with you and investing at higher levels. You also need the confidence to charge high ticket prices for high value offers so that you can work with fewer clients at higher rates. And you need to cultivate a referral network that you can depend on to pull through for you. But the most important variable in your business success is you. How you set your vision and how you establish your goals and how you prioritize your time is directly related to your financial results. And there are many stages of your business when you might feel that that growth is starting to stall. So sometimes it's when you first start out and just can't seem to gain enough momentum or close enough clients to replace your corporate salary. At this stage, you might find yourself burning through savings and browsing job listings on LinkedIn instead of seriously working on your business. And you're daydreaming. You're having dreams about being an employee again and getting paid vacations. I get it. The early stages aren't easy. And you might know you need help, but when you feel like you can't invest in help because you're not making any money, you push through. Doing the things that you've learned and maybe some free webinars and online courses, but you're still struggling and now you're starting to get nervous. You can't invest in your business because you don't have enough clients, and you can't get more clients because you can't afford to invest in the support to help you grow. That's the first catch-22. And one you can easily avoid if you make sure you have realistic expectation of what it will take to replace your salary. And if you're not sure about that, then please feel free to download my free revenue calculator at thegreatdoover.com/pricing. And we'll put that link in the show notes. It's critical that you have a handle on your numbers so that you can prioritize your focus and what you're spending your time on as the CEO of this business that you desperately want to see succeed. And after you do that, you'll have a clear indication of whether you will need to raise your prices, create a new higher priced offer, or increase your sales conversion skills to close more of the prospects that you're already attracting into your business. And if you want help in working out the possible scenarios for growth, join me in my next virtual training session for new CEOs. We post the links in the show notes and it costs you nothing to join us. Growing a startup business isn't hard, but you have to have a clear focus on the top three actions you need to take to drive growth. And it's hard to see that from the inside, especially if this is your very first business. So that's the first catch-22 of not having a solid strategy for growth and not having the funds to get help. So to get out of this stage, you need to have good planning and you need to have a means of support for at least a year as you launch. And you need to have about $20,000 at least to invest in your business, to take care of the things like your website, the software tools you'll need in order to run your business, and to invest in professional support and getting a CRM system and having a virtual assistant to help you with social media. And you need a coach. You need a coach who will help you set the course for your success and support you along the way. So maybe that 20K is actually 50K to ensure that you have a big enough cushion to invest in the support that you need and the business infrastructure you need to succeed when you first start out. All great coaches have coaches. I do too. I have always had a coach and a cohort of peer advisors since I started my business 10 years ago. And if you are stuck at stage one, you will either need to borrow the funds, rely on someone else to help support you. Maybe you have a spouse who is willing to give you some slack as you start up your business and as you build the momentum for growth, or you might need to close a short-term consulting contract to get over the hump. Or maybe go back to work or get a part-time job or defer your launch until you can invest in doing it right. And if you want to be sure that you've got the right strategy in place, that you've built that solid foundation, I'm hosting one of my free trainings. It's called Reliable Revenue Secrets. It's on September 12th through 16th. It's 1 hour a day for 5 days to enable you to carve out your CEO focus for how you are going to grow your business, including your pricing, your services portfolio, increasing your sales skills, getting better at closing the prospects that are in your ecosystem right now, and how to get a steady stream of referrals. So we'll be covering all of that in the 5 days that we spend together. And the link to join that, if you want to just hop on and pause this right now and make sure you save your seat, because we have over 60 people registered so far as of this recording. We kick off in a week. It is thegreatdoover.com/secrets. And if you want to be there September 12th, pause this and sign up right now. The second catch-22 comes when you have hit capacity in your business. And at this stage, you've successfully grown your practice, but you can't take on any more clients because your time is completely booked and you can't earn any more revenue because you can't take on any more clients. So that's that catch-22. You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. And if you're intent on only working with individuals in a one-to-one basis or bespoke consulting relationships, this happens typically when you hit the 200K or 250K mark and you can't grow past that. And in order to take on more clients, you need to either raise your fees significantly or change your business model to a hybrid one-on-one business model or a one-to-many model. So you may also tap out of your ability to grow if you have no ascension offers in your business. If your typical client assignment is, let's just say, 6 months, and most of your clients cycle out after 6 months, then you're constantly needing to find new clients to fill those openings. And if you had an ascension model for your business, in your product portfolio, you would be serving fewer clients at higher fees and not need to be constantly hustling for new prospects to fill your open slots. So many people start outsourcing their overflow when they're in a services-based business. So you might bring on other coaches or consultants to help you service the demand that you have. And the problem with that strategy is you really don't keep much of that extra revenue you make because you're using the extra resources to deliver services for your clients. And so then your profit margin begins to suffer and you still haven't been able to free up your time or create the necessary profits to reinvest in growth. So when you're in a six-figure growth stage as a coach, your next step as you reach capacity is to create a one-to-many offer. And I'm not talking about a low-end membership program or an online course. In my world, value comes from building up, not down. So consider adding a high-end mastermind to your portfolio or an executive retreat where you can serve several clients at once for higher fees. The value you deliver increases exponentially based on the value the clients bring to each other in those types of environments. I love group programs. I run three group programs myself. I have the Launch Lab for women entrepreneurs that gets you through the catch-22 of stage one by creating high-value, high-demand offers that are easy to sell. And then Launch Lab clients graduate to the six-figure accelerator and start growing exponentially by 50 to 100% by adding leverage into their business model. So this works for consultants as well, right? So you might offer a short-term workshop for executives across enterprises to help them create a strategy. And once that program is complete, a portion of those executives will want to work with you individually to implement that strategy, or they want to get advisory support as they start to roll out that plan. So one of my clients does this very successfully. She has a group offer that's around $5,000 per person and is delivered over 3 months. And this program gets her clients a roadmap for change. They understand the why, the what, but they don't necessarily know how to actually get to the end of that road. So she then offers advisory services where she meets either quarterly or monthly with these clients to keep these projects on track. And she can command high figure fees for these advisory services. So she's an advisor, not the doer, right? So that was the problem she wanted to get out of when we first started working together. Her first year in the accelerator, she doubled her revenues and worked less time in her business than she had in the past. And this is freeing up time for her to write a book and enjoy spending time with her daughter and her family. So if you're a consultant, you can tap out of time and your earning potential too if you are the doer on these consulting assignments. One of my clients came to me just because of this issue. She had tapped out of her ability to increase her consulting revenue at around $250,000. She had no time and no ability to take on more clients and no ability to earn more revenue. So the first thing we did was double her prices. I mean, literally, we just sat there with a spreadsheet, doubled her prices, and then packaged them instead of charging by the hour. We packaged them in service offering packages depending on the size and scope of the change management project. She literally got no pushback from her new clients on the higher fees. And this freed up half of her time to work on new offers that would generate more income. And in our last call, she shared with me that she was on track to earn $1 million in revenue this year. So that's pretty amazing. And I guarantee you, if you're listening to this podcast right now, there's a huge chance that you're undercharging for your services because you're undervaluing the impact. And so that's why I want to encourage you to download that pricing calculator so that you can model out different pricing scenarios so that you can charge higher fees, work with fewer clients, free up some of your time to focus on adding new, higher value, higher ticket offers in your product portfolio. So the third catch-22 is when you're successfully growing with multiple group or hybrid programs, and then you hit that $600,000 to $1 million mark, and you need to hire staff in order to grow. You've gotten as far as you can with a team of freelancers. You know, after your virtual assistant, your social media or marketing manager, maybe you have a podcast producer, a bookkeeper, and you are happily growing your business on your own. There comes a time when you can't grow anymore with all of the responsibilities that you have in sales and service. And so you are the chief content officer, you are the chief sales officer, you're the chief coach or consultant, and you are forgetting you are also the chief executive officer of your business. As CEO, your responsibility is the care and feeding of the business, whether it's a lifestyle business, the start of building an empire, or an asset that you hope to sell down the road. It's crucial that you take that CEO role early on, that executive oversight of where are we going? What is our vision? What are our values? How will this business grow? Have a vision for it. And this is where coaches come in really handy too, to have a coach to paint the vision for you of what's possible in building a business that will meet your vision and your lifestyle goals. So as CEO, you want to take a look at that entire landscape. What do you do well? What do you love to do? What do you dislike doing? What are you just not good at? And who would you need in order to fill those slots that you don't enjoy doing, right? So you need to start bringing people on board to fill the roles that you're simply just not good at. And there are other things that you just don't like doing. So let's start writing down all of the tasks that need to be done on a monthly and quarterly basis and a weekly basis and a daily basis in your business. And is it you who should be doing that? Or should you be outsourcing that to somebody else on your team? Your first hire might be a social seller or a salesperson, someone who can be generating business for you so that you can focus on your CEO responsibilities in delivering great service to your clients. So you also might want to think about bringing on another coach or consultant to your team to support you in servicing the clients that you have or to take over the front line of client service. And at this stage, you need good standard operating procedures and onboarding processes as well. As you start adding to your team, you need to make your roles clear. You need to help your new employees or your new freelancers understand what good looks like and how they'll be measured and giving them the tools that they need in order to be successful. You also need the funds to invest in growth. And many new coaches and consultants are not managing their numbers. So I'm going to ask you a few questions, and it'd be good practice to write them down. If you don't know these answers off the top of your head, then you have some homework to do. What are your revenues year to date? What are your profits year to date? What is the average value of a client to you? What is the average cost to acquire a new client? What is your sales close ratio? If it's just you or other people on your team who are closing for you, we always want to know what our sales close ratio is. How many clients do you need to meet your goal? And how many prospects do you need to speak with to get that number of clients? And what is your client acquisition strategy? And is it predictable? Are revenues reliable in your business? Now, if your answer to the majority of those questions was, I don't know, then you need to join me next week for Reliable Revenue Secrets. And I'll drop that link here, but you can write it down. It is thegreatdoover.com. And Great Doover is GREATDOOVER.com/secrets. Go there now and sign up, unless you're driving. I don't want you to get in an accident. You can come back and pull up the show notes and just click your way through. The only way you can get to seven figures and over seven figures is by being clear in your numbers. Now, if you're successfully growing your top line revenues and your profits are growing and you still don't have enough money to invest in staff, let me ask you, are you paying yourself a fair market wage? If you were suddenly incapacitated and needed to bring on another coach or consultant to take over your practice, would you be able to pay them? Most early stage coaches are sole proprietors or LLC owners, and all of the revenue passes through your business to you. So you don't think about paying yourself a salary. Maybe you do, but most of the new entrepreneurs I meet don't really think about a salary. They just pass through the revenue into their personal checking account. And if the business does well, then you do well. And if it doesn't do well, then you just don't take any money out of the business. The problem with this is you don't have a clear sense of your profitability. If you're not already working with a bookkeeper or accountant, you need to be. I'm a huge fan of financial support. I have an accountant and a fractional CFO who I work with. and we forecast expenses and we forecast revenues going forward so we can see when we can make new investments and add to the team. And if you're not formally on your company's payroll as an S Corp, then you need to forecast your salary into your financials at a fair market wage. And a fair market wage is at least $150,000. I'm a huge fan of the profit first methodology by Mike Michalowicz. When revenue comes into your bank account, to your business bank account, you divide it up into buckets so that revenue is allotted to the right resources. And you want to take your profit first. You want to ensure that your business is profitable. So the concept behind profit first is you take profit right off the top and you live on the rest. The rest comprises your salary, a bucket for taxes, a bucket for operating expenses, and a bucket for cash reserves, which is important to get you through any unplanned events or seasonal slowdowns. And any other future expenses you want to save for, like future hires. So every time revenue comes in, you divide it up into your buckets, always taking your profit first. You can use your profits to pay yourself or to invest in coaching or future hires, whatever works for you. So we recently had a profit first expert speak to my accelerator clients, and it's amazing what you can do when you intentionally plan for where your money will go. If you don't plan for your future hires, you don't take a fair market wage. You're bleeding profits into other places. And we all know that if the money is in the checking account, it's likely to get spent. So if you want to plan for growth and avoid the catch-22 when you're scaling past a million, you'll need to plan for it. So I hope this conversation was helpful for you today on how to avoid the three most common catch-22 traps that new entrepreneurs fall into when they get started so that you can have the cash flow you need to reinvest in your business, get the support you need, and grow your business predictably and reliably. And please reach out to me in email or on any social media platform, and I'd be happy to review your plan with you. And by all means, if you can, join me next Tuesday, September 12th. Please click the link in the show notes to register for Reliable Revenue Secrets. And if you're listening to this and it's past the time when we've offered Reliable Revenue Secrets, still click that link. Go over to thegreatdoover.com secrets. We host this event frequently throughout the year, and you might be able to tap into the next time we're offering it. That's it for now, my friend. I look forward to hearing how you enjoyed this episode. If this brought you insight, please click that like button. Please give us a five-star review. Give us a rating on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you're downloading this podcast. Would love to hear from you. And if you'd like my eyes on your business plan, if you download the Experts Pricing Calculator and you want me to model out scenarios with you, reach out to me in the DM on any of my social media platforms, and my team will be on it and we'll schedule some time for us to meet. That's it for now, my friends. Have a good one. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.